Well, I voted along with Mr. Mayor to get the discussion on behalf of Ms. Wilhelm. I understand what this item is discussing. I hear the constituents out there. You know, we're trying to do the right thing, and it's a balancing act. I want the city to move forward in the proper direction, and what Mr. Zimmerman is proposing to do is he's taking a personal risk. Yes, is there dollars that are there future tax dollars based on the improvement that would be done? Yes, there is. And this is, in some instances, how development occurs in today's environment. And we've got a very technical decision to make, and we're going to try to do the best that we believe as a council to help the city progress and move forward and provide options for the community. That's it.
And are you leaving your second stand?
No, I'll take it off the table.
Procedurally, it belongs to the council.
Is there a motion or is a vote to remove the second? All those in favor?
To remove the second.
Say that again.
Not the table. You're talking about removing
the
second.
Is that what you want?
I think you vote on the motion.
We vote and I can vote against it.
Okay. We're going to vote on the motion. So
here,
if you
one more before you vote.
This is one that I had highlighted in the previous ordinance, which I thought the one we were going to be, not the Plan Commission ordinance, and this one is important because it does bring up the construction and installation of necessary utilities and infrastructure prior to conditions herein, subject to receiving all other required permits and approvals. So what would be an example of prior to addressing the conditions of approval herein?
Mr. Deedle.
DNR approval to disturb the landfill, erosion control, stormwater management, utility approvals from the specific utility companies, whatever other approvals the city may require. I'm not aware of the details, but if the development agreement would require a development agreement to be done first, all those approvals.
Are you saying they can disturb prior to those approvals?
No, they have to get those approvals first before they can do the
infrastructure. The way it's heard shall be allowed prior to addressing the conditions and approval herein.
So what's being prior to is, remember, the existing PDD ordinance adopted a year and a half ago had 30-some conditions originally that had most of which had to be addressed before building permit. And essentially that was everything had to be addressed before building permit, including the infrastructure. So we're making an exception that the infrastructure can be started before building permit and all those other things. Those things would be, you know, the final sound and light study, the landscaping plan for the entire PDD, the architecture for all the buildings in the entire PDD. All of those had to be done before building permits, including the infrastructure. We're saying the change, just that one thing, that the infrastructure can be done before all that other stuff.
And if infrastructure is done and they don't get DNR approvals, where are we at with that?
Well, first of all, they have to get the DNR approvals, stormwater management, wetland fills, and the landfill disturbance. And I believe they did receive the landfill disturbance.
Right. We just got that letter.
So they still need those two other DNR approvals. Then they can do this infrastructure.
Okay. And you don't have a time frame on that? Because I know the Corps hasn't given their opinion yet, but the DNR has.
Yeah, a week ago, they had not submitted for stormwater yet. They had submitted for their wetland fill approvals, but had not heard anything back. I think it's getting close because I know they had the open house or public informational meeting. So I think their approval, and in that notice, They did say that they were preliminarily approving a wetland fill, but that was right. Just a preliminary.
Right. I saw that letter as well. And the wetland exemptions to the wetland along the ditches and all of that.
Correct.
So, okay. I guess I would like to ask Alderman Mayer about what his concerns would be so I know if I should, how I should vote in the next motion.
Alderman Mayer.
Well, number one, we don't have a full council tonight. And one of the items that was very contentious when this was approved was the timeline. And to extend that without a full council being here, I think would not be a right thing if we were going to extend it. The other parts of it, as I was talking about, it appeared the way this was set up that we were approving the apartments tonight and the senior apartments tonight and the building heights of the senior apartments and the entire plan for the senior apartments and a larger stadium and on. And all through here, there's concerns about parking. There's concerns about lighting and noise. And it seemed like when this is all packaged together, it's really tough to see what is what here. And so I just want more clarification on exactly what we are approving if we choose to approve it.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, my process over the years has led me to pretty much read the bottom line and the action items. You can spend all your time on the documents and maps, and what it all boils down to in the end is the motion and everything that follows now, therefore. So if you have really no time to look at anything or understand what the actual motion is, you can get just 100% of what the action is by starting in now, wherefore, and go over everything that I just went over on those sections.
Alderman, I did have the time, and I did go through it. I do believe I understand it.
I didn't mean that as a derogatory or anything like that. I'm just saying. So I was just saying that I did that in addition to reading all the others, and I'm pretty comfortable with that, and I understand we're not approving because he has to come back from the staff documents. He has to come back for the senior complex. He has to come back for all of these other things. So I think that there was some cleanup based on some of the businesses that he's working with to get in there, and that if we didn't change these allowable uses, that some of those businesses can't come in there. And so I think that that's the intent is, you know, we always have these SIC codes and business codes and what can be allowed in what districts. And if we don't change them, then they can't come in. And so I think that's the gist of really what's going on here. And the things to me like that stand out are the revisions to the three-story, and I'm okay with that. The other thing about the three-month extension for the building permit, which if we don't give them the building three-month extension, what happens?
Then the zoning reverts.
And so then all this work we do toward this project, it doesn't allow him. And we've given other developers extensions on things. In fact, we got a developer now that's got
folks,
this extension going.
Please, thank you.
Things happen, and, you know, sometimes they need extra time. And then the other one is the starting of the utilities.
Well, I will comment that 18-month delay through Milwaukee County didn't help the project. That's really the reason for the 3 months. So anyone else? All right. Alderman Mayer, your motion was to table to the 23rd?
Yes.
Mr. Dandrea, Alderman Dandrea, that was your second?
Yep.
All right. On that motion, to table to the 23rd.
I have a question for the city attorney.
Alderman Wilhelm.
City attorney, if the motion to table, if it fails, then what can the council, is it dead? Do we, can, or if it, if it, you know, if it passes, obviously it's tabled, but if we can't get enough votes on a, the table passes and we make another motion, how many votes do we have? Or is it the topic dead, or how does that work?
The topic is not dead if a motion to postpone it fails. So what's ever in the discretion, amendment, adoption, denial, all those motions are available to the Common Council.
Simple majority.
And it's a simple majority. I guess that was my bottom line question, is how many votes were needed.
Okay. Simple majority.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone understands simple majority rules. All those in favor of the motion to table to the meeting of the 22nd signify by saying aye.
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 And Mr. Roberta, any opposed? Opposed to the motion to table the 23rd?
No.
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Roberta, roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion to table fails on a vote of 3 no's and 2 ayes.
And 1 absent.
And 1 absent, thank you. Is there other action regarding this matter? Is there other action? Is there a motion?
Well.
Yes, I'll make the motion to adopt resolution number 2018, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use. For
you're in the wrong one, Mark.
Well, that's four.
Page. You're adopting the ordinance on page 41. And that's probably the easiest way
for it to do for the action sheet page.
Mr. Deedle. The action sheet.
So you want to, if you want to recommend approval as proposed by the Plan Commission, you would use the motion that's on the council action sheet that has the title track changes draft 1518.
Page 32.
34.
And then the actual motion would be in page 34.
Motion's on 34.
Okay. So the council action sheet says motion to approve ordinance 2018, an ordinance to amend section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan, Development District Number 37, in parentheses, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons, end parentheses, to revise the district in the following manner: to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to indoor/outdoor golf driving range, there's an underlined, but I believe that's supposed to be.
Those would be included.
Is that general?
You want me to do it, Mark?
Yes.
General retail, sports medicine, restaurants, and drinking, to allow for additional uses as special uses, including but not limited to outdoor and indoor sports that will be non-motorized, entertainment and general commercial office, to revise certain district standards, including but not limiting the business building height limits, and to include additional more detailed site information pertaining to public and private infrastructure, such as streets, parking lots, and stormwater management facilities, and to allow for a 3-month extension of the first building permit time limit in condition number 27 and PDD number 37, ordinance 2016-2212 at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive for Ballpark Commons LLC et al.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Good job, Mark. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Roberta.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. Move on to item G4. Again, there's a lot of paper here. This is special use. This is for the stadium. The high level on this is The special use was previously approved in, I think, 2012, has since expired. This is a new one with some additional conditions, Mr. Deal. I point you to page 211 for the conditions. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. Again, what's different here, as I mentioned before, no site plan approval is being proposed, only use approval. So it's one of the two steps they would need, only one of the two steps. So they are asking for some changes to the uses. Plan Commission did not agree with all those changes. So specifically, condition number four does talk about the prohibits, this approval would prohibit the following: concerts, fireworks, motorized amusement rides, motorized vehicles, tailgating, and any activities that would exceed the seating capacity of the stadium, until such time as a special use amendment can be submitted by the applicant, which includes confirmation of conformance with all the Milwaukee County and Ballpark Commons, PDD number 37 and UDO sound and light standards, and the PDD number 37 and UDO parking-related standards.
So the net of this is we added one condition that took out possible uses.
Correct. And the uses that would be permitted were previously addressed in the PDD amendment. A second condition is pertaining to, again, reaffirming, restating that they have to, before that special use can be completed, they have to get all their other permits and approvals. And I specifically wanted to make mention of specific ones. So, again, they still have to get site plan approvals, building permits, occupancy permits, sign permits, liquor licenses, health department inspections, all those things they still must obtain before they can build.
Basically, each step they have to come before us for approval.
Yeah, whichever ones normally have council approval.
Well.
Okay, so number four is more restrictive.
Yes.
Makes them come in for special uses, concerts, fireworks, and the things that people might be objecting to, so they have actual more input. I have a question about number six. The special use approval shall allow consideration of the required site plan approval through the site plan application review by the Plan Commission. Plan Commission only?
Yes.
Typically, so, site plan goes to council?
No. Typically, site plan goes to the Plan Commission, although if it's part and parcel of a special use, it would usually go, all of that would go to the council as well. So in this case, the applicant is asking for something different. They're asking that the special use portion that includes a site plan stays with the Plan Commission. Only the special use goes to the council.
I guess I'd like to see number six amended to be reviewed by the Plan Commission and the Common Council based on citizen interest in the project.
I'm okay with that, but let's be clear on the wording. So reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission and County Council.
Let's see. Right now it says site plan approval through site plan application review by the Plan Commission and Common Council.
But there's no approval.
And approval.
Okay. That wasn't a motion. That was a suggestion. Is there any other questions? Staff? Alderman Wilhelm. Mr. Deal.
I just wanted to point out that if the council would make that change, just so that you're aware, there is a public hearing requirement then. So instead of the site plan not having a public hearing, now that site plan also goes to the council with the special use with that public hearing. So it's possible that it could add some additional time before they can actually start building that stadium. Because the public hearing notice, from writing up the notice, sending it to the newspaper, being in the newspaper, to when we can actually have it on the Plan Commission agenda, it's about a month.
I understand that. I'm not, thrilled about the delay on the developer's part, but this is a really big project, and I think since how the Common Council members don't all get the site plans anymore from the Plan Commission, the council needs to see what could be one of the biggest development projects that we do in Franklin. So I feel pretty strongly about that.
Mr. City Attorney.
Just a long time unified development ordinance process site plans accompany a special use application. They don't stand alone as having a public hearing requirement. And I don't know that I ever thought about it before, but isn't that for an economy and an efficiency purpose that the site plan accompanies the special use?
Yes.
So why is there a thought, since all other site plans do not require a public hearing and all other site plans are reviewed and approved or conditionally approved or denied by the Plan Commission, why would this one require a public hearing?
There have been instances where the Common Council did make changes to the special use that impacted the site plan. So we would be removing that possibility in this instance.
So a review would not require a public hearing.
So if the motion or if the condition stood as it is in the draft ordinance, that means the council is clearly acknowledging when that special use gets to them, all they get to review and approve is the use portion, not the site plan portion. In some instances in the past, they would review and approve or make changes to the site plan as well. In this instance, they'd be acknowledging that they would not do that.
The purpose of this discussion is to allow the community to have another look at it. Mm-hmm. The question is a public hearing, is there a method to do this without the time of a public time imposed by a public hearing notice? Not, we still do notices of it. We can do notices to the neighborhood via flyer or whatever, internet, whatever, but avoiding the public hearing.
What about a joint public hearing?
Ms. City Attorney.
Mr. Dito, are you assuming that this particular public hearing would be part of a special use application process?
Yes, because remember, what we're proposing here is the applicant had asked for some of those uses, the concerts, the fireworks, tailgating, those kinds of things have to come back as a special use amendment. It's my understanding the applicant will be coming back asking for some of those. But if he didn't want any of those, there would be no special use amendment. Tonight would be the special use amendment. But it's my understanding the applicant does want to come back and try to explain why those other uses that we're prohibiting would be allowed. It would be okay. They need a special use amendment to do that. They would be bringing that back at the same time they're bringing their site plan.
Now, were I to have a conversation with the developer, I'd say, leave it alone, deal with it some point in the future down the road. If the developer asked me.
Yes. And I will mention that many times.
But that doesn't fix the current problem that Alderman Wilhelm, I think the council wants is.
Correct.
We'd like the community to be able to have another voice at it, but I'm not sure we want to delay the project unnecessarily. Is that correct?
Yes.
So one way would be for the applicant not to come back asking for those fireworks, concerts, and stuff. Only come back with the site plan and the permitted uses that are being allowed tonight. Otherwise, I'm not think of any other option.
Well, if they come back with a special use, we got the hearings and all that anyway.
Correct.
So at that point, the request is moot.
Correct.
Because it's required anyway. So her amendment, Mr. City Attorney, is just that the Common Council gets review of the site plan, which is courtesy, right?
It doesn't usually is cursory.
And it's not a requirement of the ordinances. And there's no special hearing. It's not. We can, as staff, just agree to do that, right?
By striking that condition, yes. Striking number six, removing that, would just allow this to proceed the normal way.
Is that clear?
The normal way is that site plan does not arrive to the Common Council.
except in those few instances where they made changes to the special use that impacted the site plan.
But city management and staff will present it to the Common Council for their review. Not approval, review.
But the council would not be binding themselves to any future decision at that point. They could choose to understand that this is only cursory review only, or the council could decide they did want to make some site plan related change.
Then it would have to go back to Plan Commission.
Typically not, unless it's substantial and the council makes that part of their motion or approval.
So let's say Joe Blow comes with a site plan and Plan Commission approves it, and I look at you and you look at me and say, council better take a look at this. We send it to the council. The council makes changes to it. Then what?
Well, if we do it that way, if it's just a site plan, it would only be informational.
Just a site plan. Just
so it would just be informational unless the council directs us to do something, you know, outside, you know, I don't know how they could do it. Part of a PDD, I suppose we could do it differently. Make it part of the PDD. It says the PDD council can review. But
try to nail this down a little more specific. So we send it to the Common Council as a matter of courtesy, respect, and public input. Common Council looks at it and says, we want gray brick, not brown brick. Refer it back to the Plan Commission for revision. Does that work?
I would suggest changing condition number 6 to state that this special use approval shall allow consideration of the required site plan approval through a site plan application review by the Plan Commission and the Common Council. And the Common Council.
That's what I said last time.
I don't know why.
Because it's
a new original public hearing process would be required for that. And since November 29, 2017, the notice for special uses called conditional uses under the statutes was amended so that instead of class 1, one insertion in the newspaper, for all special uses, it's a 2 insertion, so that adds another week or whatever. If that was included in Mr. Dietl's estimated 1 month.
All right, there's a suggested motion on the bottom of page 208 that whoever makes a motion would just add with the insertion of. All right, who's going to the doghouse? would add the language that said at the end of 6 and the Common Council. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
I make a motion with the language change.
So your motion is to adopt resolution 2018, whatever it's going to be, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for proposed outdoor baseball soccer stadium use upon the property at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive for Ballpark Commons LLC, with the addition of language to condition 6, adding and the Common Council to the end of the paragraph. Is that your motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G5. Which is natural resources special exception for Ballpark Commons, Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. Another large packet of materials here.
And I will point to the Common Council to the decision section starting on page 236 running through 238.
So the natural resource special exception is for, again, the entire Ballpark Commons project area. They are proposing to fill in most of the wetlands, remove most of the woodlands, and, of course, with the wetlands, the associated wetland setbacks and buffers. In exchange, as part of a natural resource special exception, they are proposing to establish additional woodlands along the berm beyond what would be required by landscaping standards in the UDO. Along that berm, along the western edge of the property, They are proposing to increase the size of the wetland that's on the far south end of the property. They're proposing to increase the wetland buffers on that far south end of the property. And they are proposing the mitigation for the wetland setbacks by planting some native vegetation inside the two proposed stormwater ponds. Staff, the Environmental Commission, Plan Commission staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions, 15 or so. There is also, I can point out, a neighbor who has some concerns about the berm, and the mayor had mentioned the possible condition added about that to allow some potential changes to the berm. So we can go into those conditions in detail if you wish. Generally, I would just note that while this is a lot more acreage being proposed to be removed, it is a larger area than most projects that we have, and that they are doing a lot of mitigation, but still staff is recommending some additional mitigation anyway. Otherwise, I would leave it at that for now.
I'd first like some clarification. Are we going with the planted berm or not? That I need to, because that has a lot to do with where some of the mitigation is going to be planted. So my opinion on that is, I know that they want to leave it, but I think that they would get more protection from a berm plus the trees than they would have by leaving it as it is. So I want to make sure that we're doing what they want and they understand the difference in what they might get.
Okay, so I will do my best to answer that. At the Plan Commission, we heard from two residents, who said, we want the trees, we don't want the berm. As you all remember, we put the berm in because, which is fine. I mean, if people change their minds, we're dealing with that right now. So talking with staff, it's an important issue. I think if we can, we should accommodate the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And the developer has agreed to accommodate the neighbors. So, but that takes a little coordination. And I don't want to delay the process if this moves forward, having it move forward. So